I will now hand over to Dorothy.
There seem to be endless delays to development projects in the Norwich area. This week, delays were announced to 670 proposed homes on a site near Trouse and to a smaller proposal in Taverham. The sporting news was better, with a Taverham construction worker smashing a world record and Norwich City on the edge of qualifying for the playoffs. Paul will start with the first of the delays.
There has been another setback in the development of 670 homes on a brownfield site near the city centre. The May Gurney and Deal Ground site in Trouse is an abandoned and disused former industrial site with dilapidated buildings. In 2013, Serious Property Company, based in Lenwade, received outline planning permission for up to 670 homes on the site from the South Norfolk Council and Norwich City Council. The company submitted its designs to the councils at the end of February 2023 and revealed final plans as part of a public consultation in June 2023. While the hope was that construction could start this year, final plans are still to be lodged, and today's deadline has been pushed back after an agreement was reached between the City Council and Maddox Planning. Council planning officers have agreed to put a hold in the application until the end of July, given the lack of progress in identifying nutrient neutrality credits to comply with Natural England requirements to protect waterways. The Deal Ground and May Gurney plots are a key part of East Norwich Master Plan, which would see approximately 4,000 homes built in four key areas, including Carrow Works and the utility site between Thorpe Hamlet and Whittlingham.
One of the city's most controversial planning applications has been rejected after 85 objections. A development that was set to build seven detached houses and a terrace of three houses on some land along Taverham Road in Taverham has been rejected by Broadland District Council. Plans were submitted by the Paul Robinson Partnership, a chartered practice based in Little Plumstead, in June 2023. As part of the plans, a tree line was proposed to separate the seven large and double-fronted houses from the street, a decision that would restrict the view of the Wensum Valley for those living in Taverham Road. Each house would have a large garden, further restricting the public's access to the area. Now, 10 months and 84 public objections later, Broadland District Council has refused the plans, which were for land opposite the Penn Road Junction.
An unusual world record has been broken at a city swimming pool. Adam Lopez, a construction worker from Taverham, took on the monumental challenge of becoming the fastest man to run a mile underwater. The time set, which has been sent to Guinness World Records for confirmation, would break the record set by Zayed al-Azawi in Baghdad, Iraq, in April last year. In the process, Adam also raised £770 for four-year-old Grace Howes, whose mum works at Nuffield Health. The Thorpe St Andrew family are trying to raise £40,000 for a hydrotherapy pool at their home to help Grace cope with having spinal muscular atrophy.
Norwich City, barring an incredible 8-goals swing on the final day of the championship campaign, will be playing playoff football in the coming weeks. They needed a favour from Ipswich Town. They got one, and it was probably the one that felt better than a blue and white win. A dramatic 3-3 draw means Hull sit 3 points behind the Canaries heading into the final day, but with Norwich enjoying a 7-goal cushion over them, it would take an extraordinary set of circumstances to see them miss out now. After a flat ending at Carrow Road, owing to Norwich failing to seize their opportunity, the mood will have been much more relaxed come the end of the evening. None of those in contention for the top six look to be entering the playoffs in fine form. West Brom have lost their last three, Norwich have drawn three of their last four, and Southampton have lost three on the spin. Ipswich have drawn their last three, and Leeds have lost three of their last five. What does that mean ahead of the playoffs? Well, that is for you to decide. Wagner's Huddersfield side won just three of their final 10 before securing promotion at Wembley in 2017-18. This point has moved to Norwich into fifth place after West Brom took a pummeling away to Sheffield Wednesday. As it stands, that would set up a playoff semi-final against Russell Martin's Southampton. If they fail to beat Birmingham and West Brom conquer Preston, there would be a reunion with Daniel Farke and his Leeds United side, unless Ipswich Town fail to take their chance to secure automatic promotion in the remaining matches. Clear your diaries for May. Tentatively book those refundable hotels.
Well, that's it for part one of Chatterbox this week. Your readers were myself, Paul Henderson, and Dorothy Sneesby. Marianne Penn and John Francis are standing by, ready to join us with part two of Chatterbox. This will include Information Desk, two more sets of news, and a second feature.